Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Okay, we are live and rolling. And here, we're not rolling. I mean, I kind of wish we were because
summer rolling.
Shippy crazy. Hey. Let's be real, okay?
Coachella is postponed.
Bro.
No one's rolling.
Bro.
Imagine rolling right now.
Oh my God, fuck that.
Like you're just like on one and you're like watching the news and you're just like grinding your teeth.
No, hell no. No, I'm literally so stressed that this has never happened to me, but I woke up in the middle of the night the other night because I had jaw pain. Because
from
I'm
what?
Clenching my jaw.
Oh, when you sleep?
I sleep because I'm so fucking anxiety ridden about this whole riot, the rioting, the Black Lives Matters, like the coronavirus, aliens, like fucking, bleh, just feels like too much. You know what I mean? I'm just like, I think about everything too much. So my jaw, I was sleeping like this, I guess. And I woke up and I was like, oh, what the fuck, out of my sleep.
I think the most mature thing I ever did is I got fitted for
One of those TMJ things.
It's like, yeah, I went to my dentist and he like made this mold and I wear it. But like, I can literally see like where I grind down.
You wear it at night?
I went and got it. I went and got it.
Hey guys. Hey, that was really great fucking you. Let me just.
I gotta go to sleep now. Oh my God.
I'm so dead.
I wore it for like 3 months and then I was like, all right, screw this. Because it actually kind of made it worse. It like hurt my teeth because it's so hard.
Hard, yeah.
You know? And so I'd wake up and it hurt more than not wearing it. So it's like in my bathroom somewhere, but I kind of abandoned it.
Fuck that.
Yeah. But I went and got it made, which was like, that's a step.
You know? Yeah. And your teeth right now are just like,
they're like whittled away. I had to get all new teeth.
Oh, well, we can always buy new teeth. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
I had my wisdom teeth pulled out a few months ago.
Just a few months ago?
6 months ago. Now, check this out. I put this off for 4 years, okay? Because I've never had surgery. Do you have any wood? Because I want to, there we go.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I've never had surgery. Wow. I'm like the biggest pussy when it comes to all
me
that
too,
stuff.
Me too, getting put under. I'm like, I'll never wake up.
Exactly. Me, I'm exactly the same, right? And the only reason why I did is I watched David Dobrik get his wisdom teeth out. And so I texted him because he was like laughing. He was like, he went and shot a vlog and he was like eating food.
Of course
and so,
he shot a vlog.
Yeah. So I was like, all right. So I texted him, I'm like, yo, who's your dentist? And he connected me with this dentist and I went in and that's my new dentist now. And he was like, oh yeah, it's gonna be super easy. You'll be in and out in 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
I'm not lying. I thought he was lying. So I had my mom drive down to LA. She stayed at my house because I was so freaked out. And I went in and he gave me the gas.
Laughing gas.
The laughing gas. And I didn't even know that he did it.
What?
Like literally, I put it on my Instagram. It's like a few months back. But like literally, I didn't, I was like, I put the laughing gas on. I sat there and then he's like, all right, cool. And I'm like, wait, you did it? And he's like, yeah, here's your teeth. And
oh
like,
my God. That's kind of scary. And then you're like, why is my butthole sore? And He's like, don't worry about it.
But it was like the easiest thing ever. And I was eating, I ate a hamburger that night. Like I was eating french fries. Yeah, it was the best experience ever, ever. He's amazing.
Is laughing gas crazy? I've never had it. I'm too paranoid.
I don't really remember.
Does it like kind of knock you out?
I wouldn't say knocked me out. Like I wasn't unconscious, but like I just like wasn't there. Like,
whoa, sounds rad.
It just, yeah, it went like, I went like, hopefully, like I hope anything traumatic that happens to me, someone could be there with like nitrous and just like put it in my face.
I know people get addicted to it. Like some dentists, like did you ever see Little Shop of Horrors? The Steve Martin.
That's
and
what the is plant. That the plant movie? Yeah, yeah, of
remember
course.
Steve Martin? Yeah. Yeah. Like loving the nitrous. Like
I wonder if any of them just like have a setup at home.
Bro, you know, I'm
they're having a bad day and they're like, give me 50 cc's.
I bet. Yeah. I bet. Fuck. It's like at their disposal. Like that'd be rad, you know? Just fucked up all the time. Yeah. My God, I've never done it. I'm too scared.
That's I didn't want to go to sleep, but I was down for the nitrous.
I don't like not feeling in control.
Same.
Have you ever done mushrooms?
Yeah.
Oh my God, how?
I don't know. I've done them a lot. Well,
a lot?
I did. Okay, when I was 16, I was smoking weed a lot. Obviously, my parents. Isn't it crazy all the shit that you did when you were a teenager that you thought you were getting away with? And you're like, oh, my parents will never find out.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, I'm 31. And I just, I could see like my nieces and stuff. Like if they like steal a candy bar, I'm like, yo, you took a candy bar. So it's like, I was such a dumbass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your parents knew you were fucked up.
So they drug tested me. I never passed a drug test, all for weed. I failed for weed.
Wow.
And so there was like 6 months where they like were like drug testing me. And so I was like, well, what can I do that doesn't come up on a drug test? And it was mushrooms.
Damn,
and
that doesn't come up on a drug test?
No, psilocybin.
The more you know.
Now, I don't know if they got some new tests. I'm saying this is like 15 years ago.
Oh, my audience
just getting piss tested.
My audience goes and gets mushrooms and then it fails their drug test. Yeah. Like, fuck you, Travis Mills. Fuck you.
But I never did it to like get fucked up, right? Like I was like all in, I thought I was like so smart and like I was like all in like metaphysics and like psychology and like I wanted to like unlock this like part of my brain and it really did.
Does it?
There's layers to the story. I'm like an onion. The first time I did mushrooms, one, it was like two nights before Halloween and it was only like me and two of my friends that were going to do it, but we were with like a bunch of people and so we eat them and then everyone else that we were with wanted to go to a Halloween party.
Oh my God.
So
no,
it starts hitting as soon as we pull up to this Halloween party.
Oh no.
And there's like people in full, like scary costumes. There's like strobe lights, not the best place to do mushrooms for your first time. And I remember seeing someone that I knew, who like lived with us and like went to school with us and stuff. And he was like this big, like kind of, you know, he's like a football player and like a big, like athletic jockey dude.
Uh-huh.
And, I looked at his hands and he had baby hands. Like, and that's when I was like, oh shit, it's working. Like, okay, this is happening. And so like I stared at his hands for like probably like 5 minutes. Stop. And I think I even like tried to like touch
you were
one.
Like, why is it so small? He's like, what's up, dude? And the hands are this big.
And as soon as that happened, I was like, all right, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Stop.
So we left. And we went back to my friend's house. And I guess like a couple hours, and then like, you know, me and my other friends that were on mushrooms, we like were walking around the neighborhood and I started seeing like, for me, it's like the weird thing is like in nature, it brings like a kind of like a personality trait to nature. Like I was able to see like not faces, but like I was able to see like characteristics and like personalities in plants.
Really?
Like
plants had personalities?
Like, yeah, and I could, it's really hard to explain, but like he had like wood cabinets, like wood grain, like real wood.
Uh-huh.
And I could see faces in the wood and stuff like that.
Whoa. Maybe it's like opened a new like world that we actually just can't see, but it's there.
100%.
Right?
And I've done shrooms. Like I went to like a botanical gardens place in Riverside and like that, I took them during the day. And that was like the most, I cried. Like I was like walking in like rose gardens and like, it was like so peaceful. But back to my first time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So everyone comes back, right? And we're sitting there and we're all like sitting in a circle, like legs crossed, you know?
Fucking kumbaya.
And then they're like, yo, Travis, this girl is outside. And it was this girl that it wasn't my girlfriend or anything, but we were like dating and she was just crazy.
Right.
And it was like super on and off, super like toxic and stuff. And I was like, no, don't let her in, you know? And I was like, she's crazy. And all of a sudden the door gets kicked in and she kicked in my friend's front door.
She kicked it in?
She kicked it in and she comes up. I grew up with some delinquents, by the way. And so she kicks in the door. My friend's sitting to the left of me. She's like, what's up? She's like, what's up? I heard everything you said about me. Because she had like her ear up to the door. She spits on my friend to the left of me. She comes up to me and she's like, fuck you, Travis. And she slaps me.
Oh my God. While you're on mushrooms?
While I'm on mushrooms. Oh my God. And then she's like, come outside. You know, come outside. We're going to fuck you up. And she rolled up there with two other dudes that like I didn't know. But she brought these guys to like try to beat me up or like jump me.
What?
You know? And one of my other friends like pulled out a gun. And then I go outside to my truck that's like parked out there and she keyed my whole truck and slashed all my tires.
And you're on mushrooms experiencing
for the first
this?
Time, for
oh
the first
my
time.
God. And she probably looked crazy, right?
It like, was like, I'll never forget that. Like I don't think I've ever told this story publicly either. So this is my first time really talking about it.
Hell yeah.
But I'm instantly transported back.
Did
into
her
my
face look
house.
Scary?
I didn't know. Well, I started laughing. Like she slapped me and I just like started laughing. Cause I think like I didn't know if it was real or not.
Ooh, that's scary.
You know?
Yeah, but like, okay, so what is mushrooms like? Because I'm too scared to do any drugs.
That's a bad first experience, by the way. Like, Don't judge my first experience off of yours. Yeah.
You've been like the 17th person that's been like, yeah, the first time I did it was terrible. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, maybe I'm not going to do this. But what does it like make you feel like internally? Like, do you feel fucked up?
No.
Like, how would you describe the feeling? Because I don't like feeling fucked up where I like don't have control.
I'd say it's like very introspective.
Like you think too much?
Every time I've done mushrooms, I've walked away with like more peace. Oh. And it kind of like recenters me and like realigns, you know,
say,
like
yeah.
the things that I want to like focus on in life.
Uh-huh.
And that'll last for like probably like 6 months and then it'll kind of like fade away.
Oh my God. So can I tell you, I went to my cardiologist yesterday cause I thought I was having a heart attack cause of all my anxiety.
I've done that.
I literally go like once a month and my doctor's he does like the EKG, the blood work, everything. And
does
he's
he
like,
roll his eyes at you?
No, he's so nice because okay. he knows like I have fucking really bad panic disorder. Yeah. And he's like, okay, we're going to talk about this again. It's just your anxiety. Because I get like stabbing chest pain where mm-hmm. it feels like someone's taking a knife.
Yeah.
And like where I'm like, oh, like I can't, you know. And
feels
then
like you can't breathe.
Yeah. And then I had like the jaw pain. And then it was really weird because I was just because of all this stuff that's going on. I'm such an empath. I kind of absorb everything that's going on instead of like being able to keep it outside of me. And I read too much and I listen to too much of the news and then I get overwhelmed. And then I was sitting there like watching like a nice movie with Tommy and I was sitting on the couch and I like started having the like a knife pain in my chest and I was like, just calm down, just calm down. And then I'm like, oh, maybe it's heartburn because my doctor's always like, try taking antacid. Maybe it's heartburn, right?
Pepcid-AC.
Right. Pepcid-AC. Sponsored by, but not really because it gets really bad. So I took some like Tums and then 5 minutes later I broke out in like a cold sweat and then I started like shaking. Do you ever get panic attacks where you start shivering?
100%.
So I start shaking. My heart rate goes up to 130 because I have, of course, like
you have a heart monitor here? Oh, damn.
I have a heart monitor.
Oh, you're hardcore.
I have an EKG little thing. I'm insane.
That's kind of why I got my Apple Watch.
Someone told me to get one because of that so they could see, like, study you better. But
now, there's a disclaimer on there, though. They're like, hey, this
not
will not.
Accurate.
Yeah, they're like, hey, this won't, like, you know, it's not guaranteed, like, for a heart attack and stuff like that. So you can't, like, really rely on it. But that's the main reason. Sorry,
they have to say that because if someone does have a heart attack and die, they'll be like, well, they have the EKG app. Why, like, predict it, you know? But it does do a good job, I heard. So anyway, so I'm sweating. I'm shaking. My heart rate goes up to 130, and then I'm normally in these situations, like I take a Valium and everything goes away, right? So I was like, okay, I'm taking my Valium. I took the Valium, like 30 minutes later, it didn't go away. I was like, what the fuck? And so I had to take more, so I just basically drugged myself. So I was like fucking incapacitated. And then next day I was like, I have to go to the doctor because I felt like I really had a heart attack. And then I go there and he's like, you're fine. You didn't have a heart attack. He's like, I can guarantee your heart for the next 20 years. He's like, but there is something I do want you to do. And I was like, what? And he's like, I want you to try mushrooms.
Mm.
And I was like, bitch, I'm fucking scared to like get a B12 shot. Yeah. Like I can't even, like literally before he gave me a B12 shot, I'm like, what's this going to do? Is it going to make me feel weird? What's going to happen? Am I going to make me shake? What's going to, I'm so scared of drugs, like so scared of drugs. And which is weird because I used to do drugs and did coke and I was on Adderall for years. And like in my early 20s, like I didn't really care if I died.
Because they just do everything.
Exactly. Okay, we're back. Okay, sorry. My phone started ringing and I have to record this on my phone because I'm low class and don't have like a separate phone to do it. But anyway, I was telling you, so my doctor's like, you need to try mushrooms. And I was like, I'm way too scared. And he's like, but I'm telling you, it will reset everything in your brain and you'll be fine, like, for a while. And I'm kind of like, okay, but I just don't think I'd be able to handle it if I had a panic attack. And he's like, and I was like, what if I have a panic attack? And he's like, don't worry, if you do it, only lasts 24 hours. I was like, I can barely handle a panic attack for like 30 minutes. 24 hours, I would literally jump off
a bridge.
I don't
think it would last 24 hours. I've had two bad trips out of probably like
mushrooms?
20 times. Yeah, but the one bad trip I had was because I drank alcohol. And I should have never done that.
Okay.
And then the second bad trip was I ate too much.
Oh, you're not supposed to eat?
No, no, no. I ate too much, too many mushrooms.
Oh. I'm such a dumbass. Oh, not supposed to eat when you take the mushroom? What the fuck is wrong with me?
No, you can eat.
Travis is like, why am I here? I'm dead. Okay, so you took too many.
Yeah.
Maybe if I just took like a little tiny piece of a
stem,
there's
microdosing.
Would that do even anything?
There's microdosing,
which
a lot of people are doing right now.
You can do it with a doctor, right?
I don't know. I don't know about doctors, but I know that there's like a ton of like naturopaths and like all that stuff that are.
Have you tried microdosing?
I haven't. No, but there's people. Okay, so like everyone in Silicon Valley right now is microdosing LSD.
Oh, God.
Which is crazy. I've never done anything
like
that.
They're like, I'm going to come up with a new war game.
It's literally, that's some shit that's happening. And these you know, CEOs and these inventors are like coming up with these, you know, world-changing ideas.
Because of tripping on LSD?
It's not tripping. It's like enough before, it's like just unlocks like certain sides of your brain.
I could get with that as long as I'm not like completely fucking out of my mind.
Yeah.
Because I'm naturally out of my mind, so it's like anything extra just kind of pushes me over the edge.
100%.
Like, I'm already kind of, I already feel like I'm tripping all the time.
Yeah,
you know,
no, me
I mean?
Too. I mean, I'm a hypochondriac.
I've
had ADHD my whole life.
Yeah.
I didn't have anxiety until I was 18 and I started doing drugs. Like, that's
what drug do you think triggered it?
Coke.
I did coke too. I wonder if, no, because I had anxiety since I
and
was
that
little.
Was the, see, I never did, and that's why yeah. I like came to such, you know, like the first time, my first panic attack was on New Year's when I was 18, so this was like 2007, and I got put in the back of an ambulance because I thought I was having a heart attack.
Yeah.
And, you know, they did the heart, the EKG, and they're like, you know, your heart rate is, you know, 180, and then I was like, okay, and that shit lasted, you know, an hour is so scary. Then I had one the next day when I was driving, and then, you know, I had them the next day.
Oh my
and
gosh.
I just had like chronic, you know, debilitating anxiety. Ugh. To the point where like I didn't drive my car for a year and a half.
Yeah, because then I've had that happen because you get so scared that it's going to happen again.
And you're going to pass out. Like my biggest fear, I get it really bad when I'm driving because my biggest fear is that I'm going to have a heart attack or pass out and crash my car.
Yeah.
And so, but I don't take anything. Like, that's why, like...
I can't believe you don't take anything, because I cannot function. Like, I had to get put on medication really young, because I was, like, freaking out in school, like, going to the nurse, because, like, I just was shaking, and, like, I just had really bad... like, I had trauma in my childhood, and it turned into, like, anxiety.
Yeah.
But, okay, so... It started out like at 18. Mm-hmm. You don't take anything for it. When you went to the hospital and were in the ambulance, what did they give you? Do you remember?
I don't. I don't really.
Did they
remember.
Give you something?
I think they gave me like it was probably Valium or something
Ativan
like that.
Yeah,
Ativan. Is that like what slows your heart rate down? Yeah. But I just remember I kept asking them. I'd never been in an ambulance before.
Yeah.
Too. I just kept asking them like, "Am I gonna die?"
And what'd they say?
And they were like, they couldn't tell me like no for sure, but they're like, we think you're going to be okay, you know, because they didn't know.
Did they take you to the hospital?
Yeah. I got put in like a bed and stuff like that.
Wow.
And then that's when they were like, you know, like, congratulations. Like, you know,
you just have anxiety.
You have a panic. You just had a panic attack.
Did the doctor come tell you?
Yeah. And then, my mom is like, you know, she was a nurse at that time and she like runs like surgery centers now and stuff, but she was really the only one in my family that understood. Like, my dad's really old school, and you know, to his credit, it's like, I didn't have any of this when I was growing up.
Before,
so all of a sudden, you know, I'm like, oh, I have debilitating panic attacks, you know, call the cop. I'd be like, call 911.
Always,
you know?
Me too.
I'd be at the house. I've had studio sessions with producers, like when I was first getting a record deal, you know, and I got set up with these two producers. And the first time I met them, I was in a studio, I was in the vocal booth, and I had a panic attack, and I told them over the mic, I was like, yo, call 911 right now. And they didn't know what the fuck to do, because, you know, And it always happens.
I've done this too.
It always happens when you're not supposed to.
Yeah. Like right? high stress situations or like, you know, and then that kind of keeps you from like wanting to do stuff. Like when I first got popular on Vine, I had all these meetings with like big agencies and I almost didn't go because I had gotten off of all of my medicine completely at the time and I wasn't leaving my house. Like that's yeah. what I, when I was making Vines, I was just in my house making them. But then all of a sudden all these people wanted to take meetings and all these companies like MTV and ICM and UTA. And they're like, we want to meet with her. And I was like, fuck. Like, cause I got scared. And then I was like, I got to get on something because I can't live my life. Like I was like you, like I didn't want to drive a car because mm-hmm. I would freak out while I was driving and like be scared and have to pull over. And I didn't want to go too far from my house. Cause like, what if I had one and need to get back home? You know what I mean? Like I wouldn't go visit friends that lived in like Orange County. It really fucks up your life. Like people don't realize.
Yeah. And you just kind of, it's always that thing in the back of your head. Like, God, I really hope I don't have a panic attack.
Always.
Right now.
But
you know,
I'm
I thought
so
that when I was coming
of,
here, I was like, aww. But the one thing is I know that you
have them
too.
So I'm,
and
you're
so
safe.
I was like, yeah. And so
I'll
I was
take
like,
care
if, any,
of you.
If anyone is going to understand, you know, it's you.
And I'll take care of you. And actually I would just give you one of my Valium and it would change your life and you would never have be worried about
having
one
again. Do you
want to
know what like my ghetto remedy is? I don't know if it's like, if it's remedy, but I take a bottle of water and I pour it on my head.
That's not a ghetto remedy.
Freaking out. And I've talked about it like in therapy and stuff. And my therapist like thinks it's something that like grounds me and like yeah. brings me back. Cause you know, it's like, when you have anxiety and you're having a panic attack, a lot of times it's like dissociation, right? You're yep. dissociating from like what's going on.
Reality. Yep.
And so like, you're kind of like you know, you're just in this different place and you're kind of like looking down on yourself almost. And like, mm-hmm. and so, yeah, when I do that, it almost like brings me back. And then I kind of like notice the sensation because I get like sweaty.
Oh God.
I get like, same. You know, I start hyperventilating. Yep. I can't breathe. And then like every time I blink my eyes, I'm like, okay, is this going to be the last time that my eyes are open?
Yeah. Dude, we're exactly the same. It's so crazy. You know, what you did say is the pouring the water on your head is a really good thing. Also, jumping in a cold shower, like will knock it off right away. Mm. Like put your shower on freezing cold and just jump in. And if you're not near a shower, like sticking your head in the freezer is another one, or like biting a lemon.
So I just saw some dude on Instagram.
Yeah.
And he was like, yo, yeah, biting a lemon because there's something.
It shocks you. Anything acidity, to shock yeah. you out of it will help. But I mean, if you have them as bad as I do, and I've done all the things, I've done the cold showers, I've done the like lemon biting, I've tried instead of taking a Valium at times and it doesn't always work. But there's also like great herbs. There's one herb called ashwagandha root.
I take that every day.
You do?
Yeah.
That helps, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a great one. You know, natural stuff's always going to be less potent than an actual like taking like a Valium or something like that. But the cool thing I will say is that like I've tried Ativan, I've tried Xanax, I've tried Boost Bar, I've tried, what else did they try to put me on? I've tried a bunch of the like benzos that are supposed to calm you down. And the only one that I really do like is Valium, and it's a really old drug. And basically what it does is like, you don't, the thing with me is I don't like to feel like I'm on drugs. I don't like to feel affected. All it does is just honestly make you feel really peaceful. And so I'm not recommending anyone go start taking Valium every day because it is a drug.
I think I had to take that before they told me to take something an hour before I went in to get my wisdom teeth pulled out.
That was probably
it was
then.
Valium. And then like by the time I got in there, I wasn't like freaking out. I was still like a little apprehensive, but I was like able to like sit in the chair and like yeah. not be like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I take literally 5 milligrams, which is nothing. And it really helps. Like if I'm having a panic attack, and if I have to take 10, I will. But I mean, there's people like, I remember being friends with people in college that would like take like 10 milligrams of Valium and drink on it. They call it like a V&V, a vodka and a Valium, and they would get so fucked up and they were fine. So I was like, okay, if they're going to drink vodka on it and stuff, I can just take it normally. It's not going to hurt me, you know? But it does really help. And the cool thing about Valium as opposed to like Xanax is that Valium stays in your system for like 5 days.
Oh, okay.
So if you have a really bad panic attack and you take a Valium,
it'll keep working.
It'll work for, it takes a while for it to clear out of your system. Whereas like Xanax, it goes through you really quick. So it's
got
like,
it.
Xanax, if you're having a panic attack, boom, it knocks it out right away, but then it goes out of your system fast. Got so it. It's like, that's why I think a lot of people, I mean, I have so many people that listen to this podcast that like are really interested in mental health or do have panic attacks, because I do talk about them a lot. And that's like my biggest like recommendation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And some people smoke weed and they're like, that helps my anxiety. But for me, it makes my shit so much worse.
It's 50-50 for me. I mean, I stopped smoking weed in September.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel?
I feel great. I want to, I'm going a year before I smoke again. So I got like, I'm like, what, eight and a half months?
Do you miss it?
9 months? No, not really. It's weird. It's like, I went a week. Here's what happened. I got really sick.
From what?
I got like a sign. I get chronic sinus. You know what's weird is like, after I stopped smoking, I haven't, knock on wood again.
Yeah.
I haven't been getting chronic sinus infections.
Oh.
And all of this came to me after like 2 months of not smoking. But, now look, I was smoking a shit ton of weed. I was smoking about a pound of weed a month.
How much weed were you smoking a day?
Oh, at least a half ounce.
Are you serious?
At least, yeah. And I've done that like since I've smoked weed since I was, you know, 15.
Are you serious?
So I got really sick.
And you wouldn't feel like being weird, being fucked up all day?
I'm one of those people that like, I'd wake up, I'd smoke, I'd eat breakfast, I'd smoke.
What?
I'd smoke, I'd go on like a 5 mile run.
You'd be able to run?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I'd like get back from my run, I'd smoke.
But it didn't, you were like a functioning.
Oh, I functioned super high. And I think it really helps like my ADHD. And it like, you know, it brings this like side of me to like, if I didn't respond to an email and like, if I didn't, you know, maybe if I was in a bad mood when I talked to this person and, you know, I'll be like, oh, you know what? Let me call them and let me like, just like apologize or like, you know, whoa, just kind of like, it gives me this like kind of different perspective on things.
So it was good for you.
It was good. I was definitely smoking probably way too much.
Was it giving you any anxiety at all?
I thought when I stopped, I was like, oh cool, I'll never have anxiety again. Right. And that's not the case. Like if anything, I've had a little bit more, but you got to think like part of like the whole culture is, you know, you're with your friends, you're passing shit around. So like I was like sharing saliva with like all my friends on a daily basis. Like no wonder I was getting sick so much, you know? And it's like, yo, you're at a party and like, or like you're, you know, you're at an event and someone comes up and is like, yo, let me hit that. And if like you're cool with them, you know,
I know. And everyone's like, yeah, fucking go ahead.
You pass it. And so that's why when all this coronavirus shit happened, I was like, God, thank God I don't smoke.
Jeez. Did you have like a G pen or something like that? Or
no,
what?
I was just rolling backwards. So okay. I'd roll up like, you know, 2 or 3 gram backwards, like every hour.
Wow, that's so crazy that you could smoke that much and would like live your life.
I've always been like a smoker and not like a drinker, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you don't like drinking?
Not you know, I like beer every now and then. Yeah. But like I don't drink hard alcohol.
I don't like alcohol at all.
Yeah,
I like have tried to be cool. Like when I was growing up, I would try to like be like, yeah, like fuck yeah, let's take some fireball shots. But like I feel like I'm like allergic to alcohol because every time I drink it, I immediately feel super sick.
You get sick?
Never once have I drank alcohol and been like, yeah, bro, this is fun. Like, I'm immediately like, I don't feel good. Like, it doesn't work well with me for some reason.
Yeah, when I drink a lot of beer, I just get tired.
Yeah, alcohol makes me tired.
Yeah, like low energy. Yeah. And so, like, with weed, I've always been able to, like, smoke and, like, just function, you know?
And it gives you energy?
I would say so. Or maybe it was just, like, the ritual of, like, you know, it would just keep me going. Like, I could, like, stay in a studio till like, 4 a.m.
Do you drink coffee?
I drink probably, like, 15 cups of coffee a day.
Well, no wonder you have fucking anxiety, yeah. Bro. That's the number one thing you gotta
I'll have like 2 cups of regular coffee and then I'll have a cup of decaf. So like, I just love the taste of coffee. I'm just like addicted to
coffee.
Okay,
but I'm gonna tell you how to get rid of your anxiety.
Stop drinking coffee.
I drink no caffeine.
Wow.
Zero.
Well, I don't drink
Not
soda.
Even fucking Coca-Cola. I drink nothing that has caffeine in it. If it has caffeine in it, guess what?
You don't drink
Not
it.
Not for me. Because I notice, no matter what, even if it's the most like minuscule, it triggers me. You know, I can't even have one cup of coffee. I can't even have a sip of coffee. That's Damn. How serious it is. I'm like,
I'll deal with it for coffee.
Really?
I love it. It is like my, you know, it's.
So you need the coffee for the energy.
I'll drink coffee at 12 a.m. I'll drink coffee at midnight and go
Tommy
to sleep.
Tommy does that.
Yeah, I can go to sleep.
On coffee.
I'll drink a cup of coffee while I'm in bed, watching Netflix, about to go to bed. Does that make
like
sense?
Not decaf?
Yeah, regular coffee. Like
that reminds me when I used to be on Adderall. Like people would be like, "How do you sleep?" But like for some reason, for at some point in my life, for 5 years, Adderall worked really great for me. I was like on my antidepressant and Adderall, and like Adderall actually can make your antidepressant work better, which is crazy. I didn't know that. And I had like 5 years where everything was like really great, and I was on this stuff, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I got really sick, and then I developed a heart murmur from the Adderall, and they were like, okay, you got to get off the Adderall. But I remember being the same way, like being able to take Adderall like midday and still go to bed at like 9 p.m.
I feel like Adderall wouldn't work on me because I have ADHD, right? It'd do the opposite. It'd calm
me down.
Make you
calm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could try it. Have you ever tried it?
So they put me on Ritalin.
Ugh.
When I was like, when I was like 12, and it made me feel like a zombie, and I was like, fuck this. I'm not taking it. And that was kind of like my thing with prescription drugs. It was like I did that and I was like, nope. Not
You've
for
never
me.
Tried an antidepressant?
So when I had my first panic attack, 2 weeks after, they tried to put me on
Prozac, Lexapro.
Lexapro. And
it's supposed to be the best antidepressant. I'm actually gonna try it soon.
It made it everything. I took it for literally a week and it made my panic attacks worse.
Great. Like, maybe I won't be trying it.
It made me like manic. This is when I was
really?
18. Yeah, and I was just like, all right, not for me.
That's scary because I'm supposed to add it to like my Effexor right now because I take Effexor and like I take the lowest dose possible because I don't want to go up on it because it makes your heart race. And they were like, well, let's try adding. They added Prozac to it and I didn't like that. And then they're like, well, let's try Lexapro. So that's like my next thing that I'm supposed to try. And now I'm scared.
Well, don't take my I don't have like a great track record.
But that's the only
drugs.
One you've ever tried.
Yeah.
Oh, you should try more. I mean, not to push pills on you, because you're like you're functioning fine with your 17 cups of coffee a day.
Thank
and
you.
You're fucking and your ashwagandha.
Thank you.
I'm not trying to push pills on you, but if you find at a point in your life that you're like, I can't handle this, you should try something else because you don't have to live like that. Like I was not leaving my house, you know, and I was like, I'm never going to try a drug. I mean, I don't want to be on drugs, you know.
I think one thing that really helped me was running, getting into running, because I always hated running when I was a kid. Like I'd walk the mile. You know, in school.
Same.
Yeah.
Ew.
Fucking hated it.
And you don't get triggered when your heart rate goes up from running.
No, no. That's like where I don't have any anxiety is like working out and running.
You're so lucky.
Because I know, I think because it's intentional, you know, and it's like where, it's like I'm doing it to myself.
Yeah.
So it's like an element of like maybe control. And yeah, running, I don't even run like that far, but I'll do like 5 miles and I'll just feel like,
hot. You like run to your kitchen and run back. You're like, man, what a workout. You feel good from it?
Yeah.
A lot of people say that.
I love it. It's really cool. And I think it definitely like changed my life. I also got an infrared sauna.
You did in your house?
Yeah.
What does that look like?
It's a big cedar wood. It's really nice actually. There's like glass. It's like glass, like a glass like thing in a door and like two glass sides so you can still see out so you don't get claustrophobic. It fits two people. I got a little, it came with like a scent, like a thing for, essential oils,
like lavender
that like
and
heats
stuff.
Up and
Ooh.
Shit. So like I put like eucalyptus, I put Ooh. Like lavender. I sound like Martha Stewart.
No,
right now.
That shit actually, you're saying all the things that people are supposed, but another thing my doctor told me, you need to sit in a sauna.
Yeah. I do it every day. I do 30 minutes a day
and sweat it out.
Sweat everything.
That's
out.
What he told me too. And I yeah. don't have a sauna.
I got a company that I can hook you
I
up
have
with.
A steam shower. We actually, I think we
Mine's
do
Mine's in my garage. I built wow. it myself. Like it's super easy. Like wow. they'll deliver it. You can set it up in like an hour.
I hate being really hot though. Does it suck or what?
Once again, I'm like pushing myself. And like I got like Bluetooth. So like it comes with like a Bluetooth thing. And so I connect my phone and there's like speakers in there.
You listen to music.
And the infrared lights. So it's like red is, you know. I'm not an expert, so don't
right,
quote
right.
me on this. But like red is, I think, supposed to be good for like muscle recovery and skin. And then like the blue light is like good for aging and all of these other. It's wow. like the different lights correspond to like different kind of, you know, treatments.
You do look really young for 31. I didn't even
thanks.
Know you were in your 30s yet.
Thanks.
I thought you were like 27.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you look young.
Thanks. I got gray hair, but.
But it's like not really. It's like nice and peppered in. Are you going to dye it?
No, I used to. And then like 4 years ago, I was like, fuck this.
You're just going
to
leave it?
Now it's like, yeah, it's something that I just own.
Good for you. Thanks. It looks really good on you. It doesn't look like you don't look older.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it's like a nice juxtaposition because I've always been told I have a baby face. So
you look
like,
very young.
It's like, boom, I'm baby face and they're gray like, haired.
They're like, this kid's somewhere between 14 and 45.
Like
we can't
Benjamin
tell.
Button. They really don't know what's happening.
Okay, guys, we're going to take a quick break and then we will be right back with Travis Mills on Worst Firsts.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Okay, we're back.
That was the quickest break ever.
Okay, because I don't like play the commercials while the guests are here, so I give them like 5 seconds to have a drink of water and then I fucking bring it
all
back.
That's really nice.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm so glad we're having this like really progressive conversation about mental health.
Yeah, and it's something that I never really opened up. Like I'd say, you know, because a lot of people know me from music, like when I got started making music 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And that was something I never talked about. Never did any interviews about it. Never, you know.
Why?
Talked about it. Because, I mean, I think back then, too, like, it
people
was, like.
People judged you on it.
It was still, like, very, like, stigmatized. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's my fault. Like, I have, like, not a lot of regret, but I'm like, fuck. Like, I should have been talking about this.
Yeah.
You know, because it was something that I really struggled with and, you know, who knows like who I could have helped, but that's like when I started my ADHD podcast, it's like something I really talked about. And just like the messages and, you know, DMs and comments that I get from people that are like, yo, it's so nice to know that, you know, you struggle with these things and, you know, you're doing your best to not let it affect your life. And it gives me a lot of hope. It's like, I love that shit.
Yeah. I think it's like, it's crazy that it's so stigmatized or it's becoming less stigmatized, obviously, because more and more people are coming forward and saying, yeah, I go through this too. And it's actually so crazy how many people experience this, isn't yeah. it? Like you walk around in your daily life and you look around and you meet other people and you don't realize like it feels so personal. It feels like, oh my God, I'm the only one who's like going through this and having these feelings and having panic attacks. And then you talk about it and everyone's like, oh my God, I have the same thing. And so many people go yeah. through it, you know?
Yo, you know what I gotta put you onto is I did a podcast with John Feldman and John Paul Crimi. I think it's John Paul Crimdy or Crimmy.
Uh-huh.
He's a breathwork coach.
Oh my God. Tommy did the podcast too. And he said
he did it with John and John.
He did the podcast. Yeah.
So I just did it. My episode, I don't think it's out yet. Uh-huh. Oh, sorry guys. Yeah. But I'm talking about it anyways.
Yeah.
And that podcast was kind of the first real time that I opened up about anxiety and like my, like, you know, stuff like that, to like on another platform that like wasn't my own. Right. And
right.
it was because like, that's what they want to focus on.
Right.
And so they're like, do you have any instances with anxiety? I'm like, oh my God, what do you want to know? And so at the end, John Paul had just such amazing, amazing energy. And this dude, like, he has like such a cool background. He toured with like, you know, all these like dope band, like he was like, you know, Good Charlotte security guard for a while. Wow. He's like all in hardcore and he comes from the music scene. And, you know, he created this like breathing technique that like, you know, helps with anxiety. It helps with stress. It helps with anger issues. It helps with, you know, abandonment issues. It's like a form of therapy. And so after that podcast, I was like, yo, dude, I need to get your number.
Yeah.
I need to do this. And I did a breathwork session and like literally it's like 50 minutes of intense breathing, right? Like you don't stop.
Don't you get really high and fucked up from it?
So the first 3 minutes that you're going to do it, you're going to think you're going to die. Well, I'm talking about you and me because we have crazy anxiety. Not everyone's like
doing
that.
This
no,
ever.
No, no. You're going to be like, oh my God, I don't know if I could do this. You start to like tingle and like, you know, you get like lobster hands to where like your hands like start to like kind of like seize up.
Ooh.
And then after that, like 3 minutes, you're just doing it, like not even really thinking about doing it. And like I detached from like everything that was going on. I had this like crazy inner peace. And at the end, I cried. I cried during it.
Wow.
It's crazy.
I could not put myself through that 3 minutes feeling like I'm
gonna
die. You
can't. I didn't think I could do it. I had so much anxiety that I was about to do it. And I asked some questions like, has anyone ever died?
Yeah.
And
he was like, no. You can if you fuck yourself
He's
up,
like,
right?
No. He's like, no. No one has ever died from breath work. He's like, it is 100% safe. He's like, it's 100% natural. He's like, people have been doing this for thousands of years. And
I'd be the one person to die. They'd be like, well, there's the first one. She fucking threw herself into a fucking tachycardia and that was it. Dead.
And yeah, when I got done, I literally sat up and it was like just insane. Like I felt like, I'm not like a real hippie dippy kind of guy, but like I felt lighter. I felt like I had this sense of like peace and like just like understanding. And I literally for like 2 hours after, like you feel high.
Yeah. I heard that. Yeah. Like I have a friend, my friend's dad, you know, Simon Rex.
Yeah.
His dad is a breathwork coach and he's been doing it for years in like some other country. And he said like, it gets you high. Mm-hmm. Like, 'cause of your body, like it's the way you're getting oxygen. It fucks you up. Like, you actually get high from it. So it's kind of like...
It's true. I've been doing it once a week.
You do it yourself now?
Yeah, well, because when you do a session with him, he has it on, like, iTunes and stuff. And then he does, like, Zoom classes to where, like, a bunch of people can do it.
Well, everyone's on there like...
Literally.
I'm like, what is this Zoom?
And it's guided. It's guided. It's really cool. And then I did a one-on-one, and he recorded it and sent it to me so I can just, like, listen back and do it.
Wow. Imagine like your job description. What do you do? I teach people how to breathe.
It's insane. Fuck. And now he like, you know, his life is like completely like he goes and does like TED Talks and like all these like seminars with like people like Tony Robbins and like all these like life coaches. And he's like, dude, he's like, I don't have a PhD. He's like, I'm not a doctor. And he's like, you know, but I'm standing on stage with these crazy humans.
Wow.
You know? And he's like, 'cause I figured this out. And it's just really inspiring. He's a great guy.
Wow, that's fucking really... I got asked to do a TED Talk in Germany.
Really?
And I said no.
Oh, you should have done it.
Because they were like, this is so stupid and I'll probably regret it the rest of my life, but I have really bad anxiety and can't fly by myself.
Yeah.
And I was like, can you pay for like my partner to come with me or a friend? And they were like, nope, sorry. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, cause
dude.
I can't go by myself.
No, not you. I'm saying, why them. They couldn't fucking get
and
one
And the whole talk
ticket?
Was for them. They wanted me to come talk about mental health.
Yeah, dude. Okay, come on.
I know. I was like, by the way, like I have really debilitating anxiety. You should know this if you're like asking
if you
me
know
to
any
come
of my
speak
content
about
yeah.
mental health. Like flying is like, do you get scared flying?
Yeah, I have a funny story though. It's like I have a pill bottle from like when I was 18 and they first prescribed me Xanax that I never took.
Uh-huh.
And it has like one crusty,
old,
dusty pill.
Do you have it still?
It's still, it's in my backpack that I fly with. And it's like, it's kind of like a placebo to know.
I love you. That's hilarious.
Just
it's not
going to
gonna work this many years
yeah,
later.
Yeah, I
but,
know,
you know just
but
that.
It's
I mean,
there.
It might,
hey,
yeah.
hey, it's there.
Yeah.
And just to like know that if it ever
you
got
really
like really
out.
Bad. When I first got signed, you know, I don't know if they do this anymore, but I got signed. And they were like, hey, we're going to, because I was fucking, I was out of my mind, right? Like, I was
why
just,
were you out of your mind?
I was just crazy. I was just a crazy kid. Like, I was just like, you know, fuck everyone, fuck everything.
You were
like,
angry?
Just angry.
About
fucking,
what?
I don't know. Just angry to be angry, controversial to be controversial. Just okay. like, I like stirring up shit, you know?
Yeah.
And so when I got signed, they're like, yo, we want to introduce you to this media coach, this woman, mm-hmm. you know, so she can kind of like, help you like navigate like interviews and all that stuff. And so this woman came over to my house and she sat with me and she was like this super, she was like 60, this like super like cool, peaceful lady. And we ended up like just kind of talking about our lives. Like we
wow.
like, we were like connected on this like weird, you know, deep level. And And she was like telling me about, she's like date Gene Simmons and like, she like traveled with Kiss and like all these like cool bands. And then we got started talking about touring and I was like, I'm deathly afraid of flying. And she's like, what are you so scared of? And I was like, I feel like, you know, I might die in a plane and like all this shit. And she's like, let me see your palm. And she like looked at like the lines in my palm and she's like, you're good. She's like, you're good to fly.
Really?
And anytime I get freaked out, I just remember that woman and I'm like, oh no, she said I was good. And I've been in some scary ass turbulence.
Have
and shit.
You?
Oh my God, yes.
Ew, I don't like that.
Freaky.
I had a plane, the engine or the landing gear wouldn't come down. And we were circling LAX for like 5 hours till we ran out of fuel.
Jeez.
And they had to cover the tarmac in rubber. And we had to land because they thought we were just going to slide on the belly of the plane. And then the whole entire tarmac was filled with ambulances and fire trucks because they thought the plane was going to explode.
Oh, my God.
That's what happens because if the landing gear won't come down, they have to take these giant blue mats and cover the tarmac in rubber. And this was me coming back from a job in New York with some fucking brand rep who I wasn't even fucking friends with. And I was like, cool, I'm going to die with some fucking stranger. And it was for a job for Trident Gum. I was like, I'm going to die over Trident gum. Really? I was so upset. And I was like, looking out the window and I was calling my dad and I was crying and he was like, it's going to be okay. And I was like, no, it's not. And I was like sending him pictures and I could tell he was kind of scared because it was like they cover the whole tarmac in like this blue thick rubber padding. And then the plane runs and they make the pilot fly till he runs out of gas. So obviously because gas, less explosion. Yeah. Right. And then right when we were going, he was like, okay, everybody, hold on. And like this pilot said, call any loved ones you want to speak to right now.
Fuck no.
Bro.
Yeah, no.
Bro. No. Trauma.
That's a wrap.
Trauma.
Yeah, I'd never fly again.
I literally was so scared and shaking and everyone was upset and there were babies crying and it was the most disturbing thing in my life. And I remember right when we were going to land, he's like, okay, everybody, here we go. And I was like, oh my God, this is it. This is when I'm going to die. And everyone was like, ah, like freaking out. Right before we hit the tarmac, it was like, gush, like this loud fucking thing. And the landing gear came out just a little bit, just like one or two wheels. I think it was like one wheel, just halfway enough. And we bounced like a rubber ball on Jesus. The fucking, it was the worst. And then we got off the plane and they had ambulances and they gave everybody blankets and animal crackers and apple juice. And I was like, this is like crazy. And it wasn't even on the fucking news.
Holy shit.
How crazy is that? Yeah. They kept it like really under wraps.
Under wraps.
We were supposed to land at like 10 p.m. and we didn't end up getting to land till like 2 a.m. And so it was like there was no news coverage on it. There was just paramedics and the people of the airline. Like, it was scary. I think it was Delta or it might have been American Airlines. I don't remember. But yeah, it was fucking
never flying
scary.
Them again.
I didn't fly for years.
I wouldn't either. I know a dude who's been in a plane crash and I know a girl actually who's been in two.
Who survived?
She sent me, I have a video of it and I played it on my podcast.
She survived the plane crashes?
Yes. Yeah, she was on fucking Snapchat while it was going down.
Was it a big plane?
It was like, well, the dude I know, it was a commercial plane. The second one was like, yeah, it was like a private plane. And she crashed into like the river and shit in New York.
And everyone was fine?
She was fine.
Was everyone else fine?
Yeah, no one died. But I literally have like the videos. I played it on my podcast.
And she was like, eh. Was she crying?
She had like, she was like freaking out like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then like you see it like hit the water. And then she's like on the wing of the plane, like after it hit, like waiting for like a boat to like grab them.
I would never fly again.
It's
like, I would be done. I'd be like, okay, final destination shit.
Yeah, I know. Like, I escaped unscathed.
I feel that way all the time. Like sometimes I feel so like I just barely escaped. You ever feel that way?
Yeah, I get more like that like when something almost crazy happens like in a car like while driving.
Oh my God. Okay, do you have a story?
Oh, I feel like that shit happens to me all the time.
When you're like switching lanes and there's like a fucking like...
Well, that's why I have a fucking Ford Raptor. That's
I know,
why
I have he pulled biggest, up and like...
That's why I have the biggest truck that anyone has in LA and I lifted it and it's the safest thing.
You didn't grow up in San Diego.
No, I grew up in Riverside.
Same thing. Do you have balls on your truck?
No.
It's like every dude from San Diego, I gotta lift a truck and I got truck nuts. And you're like,
I almost did it. I got it. It was like, I like, kind of like being ironic. But honestly, it's like, it's the nicest truck. Like I could have gotten, it's like fucking crazy. And,
did you get it? Cause it's big and you wanted to feel safe.
It's like 5 out of 5 star safety rating.
That's
it's
why
like,
you got it for the safety rating.
Yeah. It's
rating.
Like turbocharged. So it's like, it's faster than like my BMW that I had before it. Like I can like beat crazy cars.
Wow.
And it'll take like, it has like a 450 miles, you know, gas tank. Like if I fill up, I'm like good for 450 miles. So it's like shit hits the fan, I'm good.
And who makes this car?
Ford. But it's like they're crazy. Ford. So it's like an F-150 on like
steroids.
Olympic steroids.
Wow.
And it's called a Ford Raptor. Offset has one.
Okay.
From the Migos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I, there's not too many people that
have
them.
No, I've never seen someone pull up in one before.
Yeah.
I was really, like, wow.
They're really cool.
Sick.
Yeah.
It's a Raptor?
It's called a Raptor.
Raptor.
Yeah.
Does it have like a little thing on it? On the back, it's just like
just like a claw. The back of it's really cool though. It's like a it's like
just
a different
Jurassic
tailgate.
Park.
Yeah. Right? It does. You know what it does? It does have it on the side. It has like a sticker and it says Raptor and it has like three marks. It really does. I swear to God. I swear to God.
It's been clawed by a raptor.
Literally.
That's fucking crazy, dude.
But they're cool. And it has like 6 different modes. Like I could take that shit straight up rocks. Like a fucking 60-degree rock. Like it's crazy.
Oh my God.
It's really fun.
So speaking of like near death experiences, when I was in college, me and my best friend were driving and we were like used to play our music so loud in the car that you couldn't hear like anything. Like it was just blasted, right? And it had like bass and like speakers and everything. And we were driving to school and I didn't notice that everyone around me was like pulling off to the side, you know, when a fire truck is coming.
Yeah.
And we were going straight. And I noticed everyone was kind of pulling off, but I didn't really notice it. I was just like, fuck yeah, like go faster. You know what I mean? And literally I go through an intersection and we both look to the side and it's like, and it's the loudest noise. And I see the fire truck headlight in my friend's window like this. And we just fucking
made it. She almost got T-boned by a fire truck.
Going like 150 miles an hour, Jesus. The fire truck and me.
Yeah, you would have been done.
I saw it in her window, like the light, like the headlight, that like that quick and like, and then we fucking just, and I just went, and like tried to go super fast and we missed it by the skin of our teeth, like skin of our teeth. Like we had to pull over and we were both just like.
Yeah, that's when you got to stop and you like take the keys out. You like, you got to like walk, you like got to like get out of the car for a second and just kind of like breathe and like think about what just almost happened.
It was fucking crazy. Like she for sure would have died. I probably would have also died. The fire truck was going so fast and we were going so fast. And the thing that sucks is that I had a green light. You know what I mean? So it wasn't like I was flying through a red light, but everyone heard the fire truck except for me because I was blasting fucking Prodigy and had speakers in my car that were so loud I couldn't hear anything on the outside of the car. Isn't that so crazy?
That is.
That's like sometimes when I'm like, oh my God, like it literally, my life could have been over.
Yeah, I've had a couple of those. I just got a Harley too, which is.
Be so careful.
Yeah, I know.
I already like lost like 3 friends out here.
I've had a couple friends die on motorcycles. But I've been riding it now because, you know, with the whole coronavirus thing, no one's really not that many people are driving.
On the road,
so it's like probably like the safest. Yeah. But, you know, I take it pretty seriously. And like I went to, you know, the motorcycle safety course and all that shit. And I've been riding like dirt bikes and stuff
for pretty much
my whole life. But I even took it a step further. I got a fucking crazy, crazy like vest. That it's like an airbag for motorcyclists.
That's
so
awesome.
It has like, it's all like computerized and shit. You got to charge it. And if it notices anything, it takes like 0.02 milliseconds and it inflates and like protects all of your internals and shit. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You got to tell Tommy about that.
Does he ride?
Yeah. Does he ride?
Hell yeah.
He's a fucking like chopper. He's so gnarly and he doesn't wear a helmet.
So sick.
He's like that dude.
Yeah, I feel like real old school dudes are like, yeah, fuck that
stuff. Too old school. Like doesn't wear a helmet. And if they like one time
I got like a full face helmet. I got like,
he's got like a little bucket like ding ding ding, like it's not gonna do anything. Yeah, you need to tell him about that because he rides and he's been riding for years. I mean, he doesn't ride a lot anymore, thank God, but he's fallen and he's gotten hit. Like, he's had situations, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like he's on his, like, 300th life. You know what I mean? From all the fucking times he's could have died, like, fucking drug overdoses and whatnot. And yeah. He's, like, fucking doesn't care. But he, like, has no anxiety about anything. He doesn't give a fuck.
That's so cool.
He's so mellow. He doesn't take anything. He doesn't fucking need anything. He's just
different
cool.
Breed.
Doesn't care about dying. Doesn't care about, like, he's like, yeah, whatever. It happens when it happens.
That's so cool.
I'm like, aren't you scared? Like, I think about it all the time. I'm like, aren't you scared? Like,
see, I go back and forth. Like, a part of me is like, okay, I've missed, like, a lot of, like, crazy shit that's happened because I am, like, so worried about this.
Yeah.
Like, I have friends who've, like, definitely gotten fucked up doing certain things or, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, like, I think about a lot of shit all the time.
Same.
I'm overanalyzing everything. And so I feel like it leads to me making great decisions. But at the same time, I think there's something really cool and just, like, poetic about being at peace with whatever happens.
Dude, I want that so bad. Yeah. Like, I'm like, whatever, I don't give a fuck juice my husband drank when he was younger. I want that.
Yeah.
Because he literally gives zero fucks.
Yep.
Like, this motherfucker's like, I want to jump off a building in a squirrel suit. I want to fucking go, like, he does skydiving. He does fucking, that. You did it?
Yeah.
With anxiety?
Yeah. I front flipped out of a helicopter.
By yourself?
With the Red Bull Air Force.
So you were on somebody's back?
Because I don't have my... You got to, like, get, like, certified to do that by yourself.
So how scared were you on a scale of 1 to 10, though?
I was super... I started getting nervous when we were, like, getting, like, 6,000, 7,000 feet up because... Well, one, the helicopter didn't have doors, and I wasn't strapped into the guy yet. So I was just sitting in this little thing.
And if you look down, you're like...
And, like, no seatbelt. I got nothing. There's no doors on the helicopter.
Fuck that.
And then he's like, all right, bro. He's like... Turn around so I could strap you in. So I got to, like, hang my feet off the edge of the helicopter.
What? With no seatbelt?
Yeah, so he could, like, strap me in. And that, and then, like, when I, like, once I was, like, strapped in, and he's like, all right, bro. He's like, put your feet up on the rails. He's like, we're going to go when you want to go. He's like, you know, and then when you're ready, he's like, push off and we'll flip out. And, like, right before I did it, I was like, this is going to go one or two ways. I was like, either it's going to be the best thing of my life or my life is over. And I was like, fuck it. That was, like, that one. I was like, fuck it. And just did it. And I literally, once I landed, I was like, I had this, like,
the adrenaline.
Energy.
Well, because you survived.
Yeah. It was so fun. I was, like, ready to go again as soon as we landed.
Was it fun?
It was so much fun.
What does it feel like falling like that?
Just... I don't even... My cheeks were, like, flapping. Because we videoed it and shit. And
can,
like,
you tell you're falling? Or do you just
feel
like...
No, it feels like you're... It feels like you're kind of, like, getting pushed up.
Because of the wind.
Yeah, yeah. It feels like you're kind of, like, floating. And, like, yeah, I probably... I was, like, falling for, like, 50 seconds, which was cool.
Like, almost an entire minute?
Almost,
falling.
Yeah. Falling? Yeah. And then the longest part is once you pull the chute, because then it takes, like, you know, 5-6 minutes to, like, actually, like, kind of coast down.
Is it cool when they pull the chute and you're just kind of floating?
That's when I got actually more scared, because I'm like, all right, so we're on the chute. And then you're like, cool. All right, well, I wish I was down already. But then, like, you're looking around and you're like, fuck, if a string snaps, we're fucked.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, thank God. Everything was great. It was so much fun.
Wow.
I don't know if I would do it without... I went with, like, these really, you know, these professional jumpers. They're part of the Red Bull Air Force. And so these dudes are telling me they do, like, 1,200 jumps a year. So they're jumping, like, 3 or 4 times a day.
People are fucking crazy.
It's cool.
Like, who first was like, I'm going to jump out of an airplane and I'm, like, fucking live? Like, crazy.
Know. When I was a little kid, I was like, why don't they just have parachutes on all airplanes for everyone?
Excuse me. Thank you.
Yeah.
Why not when a plane is about to crash?
Yeah, you just open up the door.
The fucking airplane sides come up and everyone puts their parachute on and jumps.
Yeah.
People would have a way higher chance of surviving.
100%.
And each little parachute could have a little tracker on it so that the Air Force or whatever could track where all the people landed.
Yep.
Thank you.
So you just change the world with no
microdosing. Why are they not doing that? Why?
I don't know.
Because it's too expensive. Probably.
I don't even know if it's a thing of expense, but maybe there's a thing where, like, if 200 people jump out of a plane at the same time and all open their chutes, they're all going to get tangled up together.
That's true. Cause
but, hey,
close.
I'd much rather just fucking take that chance than just, like, sit in a steel box that's hitting the ground.
Right?
Yeah. 100%.
Way better chances. Or maybe, like, it'd be better if they say, they like, the plane is getting ready to crash. They have each person go one at a time. Go. Okay, now you go.
Yeah.
Okay, now you go. They could do that. The fucking airlines could do that.
We need to advocate.
They need to change planes so that they can do that.
Give us
then
parachutes.
No one would die. Give us parachutes. But then can you imagine the fucking already how long the safety instructions are to fucking get on a plane? Can you imagine?
Oh, my God. It'd be...
Okay, everybody, come 3 hours early for your parachute tutorial.
And the ladies that, like, do it
God,
and
they're
shit.
All, okay, first you put it over your titties, you buckle it, and then you fucking... Like, you know what I mean?
The
then your parachute
video.
Will inflate. Oh, my God. Jump first, then pull.
Yep.
Not pull, then jump. And you know how many retarded people will probably be like, right as they're jumping.
I'm telling you, that has to be a reason why they didn't do it.
Yeah.
One parachute fucks it up for everyone.
For everyone. One fucking dumbass who pulls it the wrong time. You know what would be cool is if they created them where you just push a button and it's like 3, 2, 1, and then it goes out. You
That'd
know what
cool.
I mean? So you don't have to pull it.
Yeah, but
we're getting like so into
it. Oh, I know. We just like created a non-profit like startup.
I'm like, are we starting a GoFundMe?
A business? Did we just start a business?
Are we starting a new career path?
All these pilots that are watching this like, you fucking idiot.
They're like, we're a bunch of fucking dumbasses. Yeah. And we're like, all you need is to open up the sides of the plane. Everybody has their own parachute.
I bet everyone would get sucked up into the engine and that's why they don't do it. That's why they
just
don't do it. There has to be something like that.
Yeah, there has to be. That's true. I mean, unless you could all go out the back of a plane. You know how like when in army movies, it's like, whoa. Huh. Whoa, well, yeah. These are good.
Commercial
fall.
Planes
the
don't have the ramp, though.
Yeah, but we need that. Yeah. Commercial planes need the fucking back to open up
rebuild
the ramp.
All
come out, guys.
Rebuild
all planes. Okay, you guys need to rethink your lives here.
No one's flying right now.
No one's flying. Fuck it. Okay, I want to ask you just about what you have coming up. What's going on? I know you're paused on your podcast right now.
Yeah, ADHD. I finished season one, and then I was going to start it back up, and then the pandemic hit. But Fuck. You know what? I should be like you, and I should do it from my house.
You can come over here and use my stuff if you want.
I had the worst first background in my podcast.
You can
podcast.
Switch it with your picture. You can just switch everything. I don't care.
That's very nice.
Tommy also has a studio set up downstairs for
That's
podcasting,
sick.
But he doesn't podcast.
That's tight.
Yeah, if you want.
So, yeah. So, I paused ADHD, which is a lot of fun. But I also have a ton of other shows. So, like, you know, I have my Apple Music show,
yeah.
which is the Travis Mills show that I do Monday through Thursdays from 4 to 5 p.m. That's on Apple Music.
Yeah.
So, that keeps me super busy. I just launched a new show with Beats by Dre. On their Instagram live.
I love that.
So yeah, it was cool. I had Youngblood as my first guest. It was
amazing.
He's
so cool.
It's great. I
like
him.
He's really nice.
He's a super good dude.
Mm-hmm.
My MTV show, it's called Ghosted.
Oh, I heard about that. Is it about people getting ghosted by
literally
by people?
Yeah. And you know, season one, it's like I flew all around the country. And we track, you know, these people send us like a video submission of like what happened to them and their story. And then if we choose them, we fly to wherever they're at. And, you know, they kind of give us background and, you know, they'll give us, you know, just the situation and we'll go on social media and like utilize like all of the shit that we have and try to bring them together for like a confrontation. So it's like, you know, we track these people down.
Oh my God, is it so awkward?
It is. It's very awkward. I could never be the subject. Like I could only be the host because it's like all your shit's out there. It's like you find out like everyone's fucking everyone.
Oh, no.
And like, you know, all this crazy shit that happens
to people. Or they ghosted you because they're married or something.
Just like weird, you know, just weird. And it's like weird reasons. It's like the fucking weirdest reasons. But, you know, I mean, I'll be honest. I thought the shit was going to be fake. Like,
but it's real.
I'm a very skeptical person, right? Like I watch shit on TV and I'm like, this shit's fake. And we went to go shoot the first episode last year and I found out very quickly that shit is real because like I was like I thought this dude was like an actor, you know, so I wanted to like kind of like I was like, oh cool, we'll get a good commercial out of this, right?
Yeah,
like a good promo.
He just
so
wants like, to be on TV.
So like I accused him of like, you know, I was like I got like kind of like fake, not fake mad, but I was just like, yo dude, this is bullshit, da 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 da.
Yeah.
And the producers were like, yo, and like we cut and they're like, yo, because it was on the phone and he was like, he's like, so, he's very upset. He's crying.
Aww,
and I was like, fuck, this is real. This is like real. This isn't like, you know, TV real. This is like fucking real people's lives. So I called him and I was like, yo dude, you know, I just want to apologize. And so, yeah, I had to just kind of apologize for that, which I should have done in the first place. But you know, that was like my skeptical side of my brain.
I'm
being
skeptical
like,
too.
I'm calling bullshit on this. And it turned out to all be real. And
whoa.
Which makes it fun to do because you're like, oh fuck, I don't know what's gonna happen.
Have you ever been ghosted?
No, I ghosted. I've ghosted
people.
Yeah.
So it's like you'll go on a date with somebody and like.
I haven't dated in forever. I suck at dating.
Why?
I don't know. I'm like a serial relationship guy.
I am a serial relationship person too. Yeah. I've been single the longest in my life, probably for like a year.
Got it.
This long, right before Tommy, I was single for a year, and that was the longest I've been single my whole life.
Yeah, that's something that I'm working on now. Like not just like jumping into a relationship because I've done that, you know, ever since I was like 16.
Same.
And I just like jump into like relationships.
They call it lily padding.
Oh, really?
Because it's like a frog that doesn't want to hit the water and deal with like the shit.
Your boy hit the water hard. Your boy went scuba diving.
Your boy in the water drowning right now. Dead. Dead.
But it's cool because I co-host the show with this girl, Rachel Lindsay, my friend Rachel. And
okay.
She was on The Bachelor and The Bachelor. She was the first black bachelorette.
Oh, cool.
She married the dude, Brian, from the show. That's her
husband.
They're
actually married, and they're happily married?
And that gave me hope, too, because I'm like, oh, fuck, this shit is for real. Like, they just got married.
So you can fall in love on TV, and on TV. It really works?
Yeah, I got FaceTimer, and, like, Brian's on the back, and he's like, what's up, dude? You know, like, they, like, fully, like, it's the real deal. They're married. They're happy. So it's so cool
for
them.
Not think that was real.
And she's amazing. Like, it's so much fun to, like, work with her.
That's cool.
And she gets to be, like, the no bullshit, like, you know.
She's like, shut up, white boy.
No, but I mean, she's like, you know, she's very opinionated.
Yeah.
She's very outspoken. And she just brings that like that strong perspective to the show, which is really cool. I'm like, you know, more like
mellow,
more like, all right, dude, you know,
yeah.
But my brain is fucked up. So I just think of everything that's going to go wrong before we find out. And I'm right. I'm right. Most of the time of like why it is. I'm like, oh, this person fucked that one.
Whoa, you know? That's crazy. Okay, so is that out right now or no?
Season one came out, yeah.
Okay,
So
it's on MTV.
It's classified whether we're doing a season two.
I'm sure you will. It sounds like a very cool concept for a show.
Yeah, I'm sure we will too.
Yeah, fuck. Wink, I mean, everyone's wink. Been catfished, I think. Or catfished. Look, I say catfished.
Yeah.
Ghosted. It's kind of the same. Everyone's been ghosted. I've been ghosted.
I think it's like the
everybody.
New version of that, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like... With FaceTime and it's like you can't really, it's really hard to get catfish now unless you're like dumb.
Yeah. Really dumb.
Everyone I talked to, like when I first announced the show, they're like, everyone would be like texting me like, dude, I fucking, this happened to me like last week or like, oh, I did this, you know? So it's like, and it's not, the cool thing about the show, it's not just relationships. It's best friends. It's family members. It's, you know.
Who do you think gets ghosted more, girls or guys?
Ooh, that's a good question. Maybe girls, because guys are just worse at communicating.
Guys are like, cool, thanks for the fuck. Talk to you never.
Yeah, I feel like girls are...
Girls are like, so that was really nice. I feel like we really connected. Hello?
Yeah, and then a guy just like won't respond because he's just like dumb.
Yeah, or he just doesn't care. He's like, I got what I wanted, that juicy puss, and now I'm satisfied, and everyone talk to her again. Yeah, dead.
But I feel like girls ghost guys all the time. I got friends that are girls that are like, you know, we'll talk about the show and she'll be like, oh, I just ghosted someone. I'm like, why?
She's never,
like, I don't know. I got busy.
I've never ghosted a guy. I think I've like let people down like slowly. Like, you know what I mean? Like I've gone on dates with guys where they like text me afterwards and we're like, this was the best. Like
you comatose guy.
Yeah. Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, and then I was like, yeah. And he's like, when are we going to hang out again? And I'm like, I don't know. Who knows?
Really busy right now.
Exactly.
Next week looks okay.
Crazy. Yeah. I'm busy till like 2030. Like literally done stuff like that where I'm just like, oh, I'm sorry. Like they'd be like, want to get lunch? Like, oh man, sorry. Like I never like leave them hanging, but I'll be like push, make excuses so they get the point without like hurting their feelings. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I have a little bit of a heart, okay? Yeah. Anyway, so it's been great having you here.
Oh, thank
We've
you so
already
much.
Been here an hour. It's insane.
Flew
I feel
by.
Like you just got here. It went so fast.
I know.
Everyone knows where to follow you. Just Travis Mills on Instagram.
At
Travis Mills. You have 1,300 shows out.
I do.
Do you want to talk about any music stuff? Or?
Yeah, music is coming. It's fun.
Music is coming.
Yes.
New music. Stay tuned. Guys, make sure to go like this episode and go give Travis some love and shout out to all the other people dealing with panic attacks. Y'all are gonna make it through that shit.
Panic attack gang.
Y'all are gonna be okay as I get off this and then have one.
Like, yeah,
you and I both just start hyperventilating.
I'm like, oh, thank God that's over.
You run out my door. You go take your crusty Xanax. Yes. I'm dead. All right. Anyway, guys, stay safe. Stay positive, and we hopefully get through all the shit that's going on in the world right now. I love you guys. Thanks for watching, and see you next week on Worst First.